This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us tonight around the world via the satellite, and our first responders, too, along with our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, for the service they do for America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, all the nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail haulers, and the bulk mail centers where they're sorting the mail right now for your mail delivery today. Thank you for the job you do keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast. Good morning, Fred, Frank.
Good
Fred
morning,
Frank. Fred Frank. It's Fred Frank. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we have got a lot of stuff to cover. Now, you're a former firefighter, right?
Are we ever former?
No, we're not. Because our training never goes away, and you never know when you're going to jump in. You never know when you're going to wind up with something on the interstate, and you're going to have to rely on what you were trained to do to step in and do something. And I've had to do that more than once, I might add. Now, the thing of it is Ilhan Omar had some comments to make, which really insulted an entire city, New York City, and all of the emergency first responders, all the people who lost their lives, about 3,000, also in Washington, D.C., also the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And this is not going to go away because there's a movement afoot to get her censured now. This is it. I mean, but here's what happened yesterday. And these are some comments that were made, and I got about a minute 30 of what Omar said, and then what Talab, or her buddy, had to say to try to defend her.
I know that there's something else that has been on your mind and on a lot of folks' minds, and that is some comments and some backlash now to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar after some comments surfaced this week in which, and I want to play it, she said something about the 9/11 attacks. I want to talk about your reaction to the backlash and your reaction to the comment in two pieces. So here's that remark, Congresswoman.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
And it's that phrase, some people did something, that is being picked up on by some of the Congresswoman's critics, including, for example, the cover of the New York Post, which I will ask you about in a second. But on these remarks themselves, some people did something as a reference to 9/11, do you think she should have rethought her words? Do you worry about the appropriateness of that?
They do this all the time to us, especially women of color. They do that. They take our words out of context because they're afraid, because we speak truth. We speak truth to power. My sister, Ilhan Omar, what she was talking about was uplifting people by supporting their civil liberties and civil rights. She has always, always condemned any kind of strategy, especially if a person is directly impacted by being a refugee herself. She sees what terrorism can do. She sees what violence can do to a whole country, to a whole people. Taking it out of context, this is just pure racist act by many of those.
All right, it's all racism now.
Well, you know, that's the card they pull every single time somebody criticizes them. You're racist.
Even,
you must be a racist.
Even though
that there's nothing on record, nothing anywhere where you could find Omar said, oh, I condemn the 19 people from Saudi Arabia who slammed airplanes into the World Trade Center.
Right.
There's nothing there where she's ever condemned that.
Nope. And the other thing is she's got it wrong about CARE starting up right after 9/11. They did not. They had their first organizational meeting back in 1994, and they, in fact, organized officially in 1996. That's how long they've been around. She had her facts wrong.
And I want to point something out to everybody because I like to make people remember this. CARE is an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial.
Yep.
And the Holy Land Foundation trial was about funneling money to Hamas, which is a terrorist organization.
Yep.
So you got two U.S. representatives who happen to be Muslim. Uh-oh, did I say that? Did I say
yep.
they were Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
I must be a racist.
Yep.
Who are talking about an organization and talking for them in fundraising efforts.
Mm-hmm.
For an organization that funds a terrorist organization.
Yep. Yep. And by the way, does the name Sammy L. Arian ring a bell?
Absolutely.
Right here in Tampa.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you've got these two. She's screaming racism so that this is a perfect example of a dog whistle.
Mm-hmm.
She's
now
screaming racism because Omar and Tlaib both deflected from the point that that the interviewer was asking. Do you condemn
right
what happened on 9/11? Did she condemn them? No, they
no.
didn't.
No. Neither one did. And by the way, even AOC was chiming up supporting Omar for the comments that she had. And she's got some problems of her own because she's going back and forth with a Congressman Ben Crenshaw, who happens to be a disabled veteran. And he told her, or she told him, to go down on the border and defend his country. How do you like that?
Boy, that takes a lot of intestinal force.
Yeah, that was tweeting back and forth. Okay, hold that thought, folks, and caller, hold that that comment. We'll get back to you in a minute. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and I'll be right back right after these messages. And here comes the phone number. Kathy, give them the number to call.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to Frank Silvato. We got a caller on the line, but first I got to tell you about the hidden gem of Bradenton, and that is Mixon Fruit Farms. Did you know about their Groveside Cafe? Well, guess what? You do now. Their world-renowned Cuban sandwich is incredibly delicious. And people from all over, even Miami, that have been there, say it's the best they've ever had. And I completely agree. Now, Mixon's Pressed Cuban is absolute perfection. The Mixon Groveside Cafe is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 3 for lunch. Get in there. Get some today. By the way, want to call ahead and get your order? Just dial 941-748-5829. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton. And even the people from out of state know about it. And come on in. All righty. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have got a caller on the line who's been waiting patiently who wants to mention something about Ilhan Omar. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Robert, I'm calling from Tarpon Springs.
Okay, Robert.
I'm retired military. Mm-hmm. I'm retired military cat. I just discovered your show. Mm-hmm. I like what I'm hearing already. I appreciate your support for the military.
You betcha.
What I wanted to say is the President Trump kind of stole my thunder. He does everything else. And basically, you know, we brought this woman, Ilhan Omar, out of a refugee camp, and American U.S. taxpayer dollars mm-hmm. brought her here. And we, like, rescued her from the worst possible condition she was in.
You're right.
Is it too much to ask that people who come to this country love America? Why is that a problem for people to come here to want to be here that love America?
Right.
Why is that considered to be racist? Why do you want to bring people that are hostile to this country? I don't understand this dysfunction.
I got you, and we'll try to answer your question, and thanks for your service to our country, my friend.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, Frank, you know, people are supposed to come here to assimilate into our culture, and this woman managed to become an American citizen, and she managed to become elected to Congress because of the area that she's run out of. But I don't hear much assimilation going on here, do you?
No, there's no assimilation at all. As a matter of fact, you know, there's a great number of people when you look at Dearborn, Michigan, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, where the Somalis and a lot of people from the Middle East have been concentrated, who have been brought over here as refugees, as the caller said, and
sure.
You're absolutely right, who don't like the United States of America. Mm-hmm. They really don't. And when you get into these two places and you listen to the vitriol they have for our country, They would rather have Sharia law, which is antithetical to the very base principles that we have here in the United States.
It's That's not right.
Constitution. They don't like the Constitution. And in the case of Tlaib and the case of Omar, they are dedicated to Sharia.
Yeah.
Which when you dedicate yourself to Sharia and you are devout, I mean, you always mm-hmm. remember when we've talked about with Islam and Islamofascism,
mm-hmm.
I've never called someone a zealot. I've called them devout to the religion.
Mm-hmm.
When you're devout to Islam, you put that above every single thing else, including the freedoms that are guaranteed in the Bill of Rights
mm-hmm.
and the basis of the sentiment of the Constitution.
Yep.
So when you have Omar and Tlaib, who are devout, They're putting the tenets of the Quran and Sharia law above
yep.
the tenets of freedom and liberty
mm-hmm.
that the Constitution and Bill of Rights guarantees. So you have to ask, and this is what Jeanine Pirro got in trouble for.
That's right.
You have to ask where their allegiance lies.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the other person that comes to mind is Keith Ellison, who's now the Attorney General yeah. of Minnesota.
Yeah, and remember also who he was. He was the co-chairman of the Democratic Party.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is a common sentiment mm-hmm. and a common tolerance
right.
that is happening on the left at this point in time to where, well, you know, we talked about dual citizenship a long time ago. Where does your allegiance lie?
Mm-hmm.
The left doesn't seem to have an allegiance but to ideology. Screw the nation.
Yeah, exactly. They're definitely not pro-American at this present time. And by the way, I'll call them exactly what they are. They're evil.
Well, the, I believe that they're anti-American, and we're starting mm-hmm. to lean a little bit towards fascism here.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And, folks, I'm talking to Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and also check out the Underground USA podcast. Okay, here we go. James Comey never thought of electronic surveillance as spying.
No, never. That can't be spying. Why would it be spying? He used it as a tool that didn't matter whenever he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are federal wiretapping laws, and there are laws about if I have an app on my phone where I'm recording somebody else, it has to announce and beep. But no,
mm-hmm.
it's not spying. Why would it be spying?
Yeah. And by the way, the Democrats have got it all wrong when they say, oh, there's no spying. Adam Schiff goes, oh, here they are. They're making up stories. Well, what the hell do you think these guys have been doing? Everything they've been saying and everything they've been challenging the Republicans with and what they've done and what they say they've done is what the Democrats have been doing for 10 years.
Well, you see, it's not spying when it's political. When you're doing it for political purposes on the left, when you're gathering political intelligence to actually affect an election, it's not spying. It's just a political tactic.
Yeah. Speaking of,
we all see it
yeah.
out here as you can't do that.
Yeah. Speaking of tactics, your old city just sued Jussie, a Chicago Police Department, for a few dollars to pay for all of that debacle. And by the way, there is a federal investigation going on into the litigator, the prosecutor, who let him off the hook.
Well, I think Chicago's on the wrong track in general because it keeps going left, 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 left.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to listen to anybody out of that city, listen to the police commissioner, because he's the guy speaking voice of reason.
Absolutely. You know, and he's been absolutely spot on.
Yeah, in Chicago, people are looking at him with a cockeyed ear because they don't seem to understand what he's saying. It's like he's speaking a foreign language.
Yeah.
He's speaking truth to
power. And some black congressman who used to be a Black Panther came out and said, oh, the Fraternal Order Police is racist and all that. For God's sake, 25% of the police department is black and the other 25% is Latino. Wake the hell up.
Absolutely. The superintendent is black. So where did racism come here?
Good
God. Racism is a dog whistle. You heard it in the first of it when you heard Tlaib defending Omar. Mm-hmm. Whenever you attack anybody on the left, for whatever reason, they can twist it into racism.
Right.
There is no racism in these things.
Before we run out of time, I got to go to California. I got to go to Illinois. Sorry, your home state again. Who just passed a law where if the president does not show their tax returns to Illinois to their satisfaction, then he will not be on the ballot in Illinois.
Well, one, they can't keep him off the ballot in Illinois because of a stupid legislation like that.
Yeah.
It's absolutely not doable.
That's right.
But two, can you see the Illinois State Police walking into the IRS office in Washington saying, surrender the tax returns?
Mm-hmm.
The federal government would look at them and go, you can leave now.
Yeah, won't happen. So, therefore, they passed a needless law that won't muster the challenge it's going to get to go to a federal court.
No, this is a feel-good piece of legislation that has no teeth to gin up a base.
And it's not the only one. There's two or three more states in the mix.
This is what happens when you politicize the legislative process. And we are so there right now, both at the federal and in the state levels in many, many states, that legislation doesn't mean anything anymore because it's used for political purposes.
Mm-hmm. Well, all
a set of laws of political correctness are alive and well.
All I can tell you is to be continued, because I guarantee you that there's going to be challenges to this once the governor signs it into law.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. And the governor in Illinois, I hate to say it, in my own state, he's an idiot.
Yeah. And by the way, President Trump, kudos to him for standing up. Kudos to Attorney General Barr for doing what he's doing. Kudos to nailing Assange and working on getting him back over here. And I guarantee you, there's some Democrats that are shaking in their boots.
You want to go straight to the top? Hillary Clinton, Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama. They are all shaking in their boots with this Assange thing, because he's going to turn over very, very quickly, and these guys stink.
Which means they better keep their eyes on the prize and keep him well guarded.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All righty. We will talk to you on Monday morning.
Say hello, my friend.
Thank you. Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal, and also Underground USA podcast pages on Facebook. Go over there and check it out. I'll be right back with the sports quarterback, otherwise known as the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
President Trump reacts to the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, who sits in a jail in London after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. More now from the president.
I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Assange's attorney, Jennifer Robinson, speaking with reporters.
We will be contesting and fighting extradition. We've requested that he now gets medical treatment. He's been refused medical treatment for the past 7.5 years, 7 years since being inside the embassy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she and Don are up early this morning listening to us on 1330 WLBB up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, and thank you very much for chiming in and opining. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, Moss Family Automotive, and right now you can get 0% financing and have 6 months before you make your first payment. All you got to do is check them out, Moss Family Automotive, 4 dealerships to serve you, 2 Nissan dealerships, one in Crystal River, one in Newport Richey, the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership here in Tampa, and the Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where they sell some of the best, finest quality certified pre-owned vehicles anywhere, where you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes, free tire rotations, and much, much more. Always tell them the captain sent you. Wherever you go, you get an extra $500 off at Moss Family Automotive. And Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. All right. The insurance quarterback is with us, but on Mondays and Fridays, he becomes the sports quarterback, and it's Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you this fine morning?
I'm not too bad. Listen, we've got the Rays are, like, literally on fire, the Tampa Bay Rays. Everybody, you know, I've even got people in Denver that have called me up and said, hey, what's with your baseball team?
Well, right now, the Tampa Bay fans are very happy. Lightning had a bad break there the first game in the playoffs. The Rays look like they got a shot to make the playoffs. And,
it's way early, but they're doing good. Yep.
They're doing very well. They're on a roll. Their injuries and pitching can withstand, they're doing well. They're doing very well. You know, playoffs in hockey are going on right now, Captain. Very exciting time. If you're a sports fan, this is the weekend for you. You have the Masters. You have NASCAR. You have hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs, baseball going on. Hard to go wrong. You definitely can find something this weekend to watch and enjoy.
Well, it's going to be a little interesting as the weekend goes along because the Masters, they're in Augusta, Georgia. They are probably going to get some wet weather, and it may be stormy wet weather come Saturday into Sunday.
No, that's a very good point you just made, Captain. I mean, mm-hmm. I can see that maybe having to be played on Monday to finish it out.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it's going to go with the weather pattern. Let's hope that doesn't occur. Let it blow over and have a good tournament. Tiger Woods is in the hunt at 2-under. Leaders are at 6. So it's going to be an interesting tournament. If you love golf, the Masters is such a beautiful place, too.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if Tiger could turn it around again.
Yeah, it would be, just mm-hmm. to see what happens. But Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau shot, 66s. That's impressive at that track to do it.
Speaking of tracks, yes.
good old NASCAR, baby.
Yep. Turn left, go fast.
Hey, Bob, Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Going to be awesome.
Another short track, and it's a bump and thumping time.
It's funny how much Bush, has come out and tore it up this year. Again,
Kyle?
Talking about, odds on favorite to win it all. I mean, we're still a long way away from the Homestead Miami Speedway finale, but I'm surprised he's done as well as he has, to be in this position.
Well, I forget how many races he's won now, but he's tied or broke the record of Richard Petty. I guess he finally broke the record, right?
Yes, sir, he did. It's just an amazing year he's having to carry it on. For him to be odds-on favorite now, that was not thought of at the beginning of the year. You thought the big three, Harvick, and those guys were going to do it. But it's going to be interesting the whole rest of the year.
Let's talk a little bit in advance right now because we've got coming to Tampa here in June, June 21st to June the 30th. We have the Special Operations Wounded Warriors Games. We're going to have representatives from all the military services there, as well as some foreign countries that will be represented too. A lot of different events. I am involved. I am a supporter, and I am involved, and I am going to be doing some announcing at some of these events as well. I'm looking forward to it because, to me, these guys and gals have given it all, and they're still back in there in the fight doing the best they can, and it's really, you have to admire them for what they're doing.
You really do. They risk their lives for our country, Captain, and then also they lose life and limb, and then they still continue to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
In the world and on the sports field. And it's mm-hmm. not easy to do. I'll tell you, I've been involved in some of these type of games. And getting around in a wheelchair playing a sport, until you do it, you're like, wow, that is unbelievable.
Wheelchair basketball is not easy. And when the way they play wheelchair basketball and they shoot, from the chairs, it's amazing. Plus, they get kind of rough and tumble. Every now and then, they'll knock each other over.
Oh, yeah, because you're looking to get a rebound or get in a position. The wheelchair rugby, they call it.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable how they play and move around and do things. It's a very interesting.
Yep. So I'll be telling the radio audience more as we get closer as to what we'll be doing. We're going to have a whole bunch of interviews with some of the Wounded Warriors. Looking forward to that, and we'll be hanging out for that 9-day period at the different events. So there you go. But looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I know you're looking forward to it, too, because you want to just see what it is that they're going to be doing.
Oh, there's no question. I'm going to be out there and watch what these guys
are. And they're looking for volunteers, too, by the way.
Yeah, we need to put the word out for that, too. It's just amazing how so many things. We were talking about the Masters earlier. You know, they got several thousand volunteers up there doing the Masters. When we have the golf tournament here in,
yep.
in Innisbrook at Vals Park, you have thousands of volunteers. You know, we go back to George Bush, the thousand point of light. You know, be a point of light in your, and do something, a good, do an act of kindness for your fellow man this week. And I always preach and promote that, Captain, and so do you. And
speaking of act of kindness, what about the Yankees or somebody was balling, somebody up there, one of the big teams with the big high salaries, they were talking about, giving out some more tickets for the military and for the first yeah. responders. I think it might have been the Yankees.
Yeah, it is. Well, George Steinbrenner, you know, God bless his soul, big supporter here in Tampa, big supporter there in New York of the military and doing things for helping people out that aren't as blessed and fortunate as he is and a lot of other people. And that's the legacy. Good, better, and different, like the Yankees. Don't like the Yankees. You have to give them credit for that. I believe even the Boston Red Sox are doing something like that up there with helping out the first responders. They have like a fireman night up there. So
yeah.
I'm going to give them credit, you know, where credit's due. Sports is one thing. It's a beautiful thing, and we all have our rivalries and competition, but it's also it can be a base for helping out people. And, you know, speaking of that, Captain, that's what I do, you know. Every day I help out the military and I help out my fellow man to get him through the maze of insurance or finances for retirement. I helped out a couple yesterday. They got on Medicare A and B and didn't realize what they could get. Didn't even realize they were having to pay money for that. And it's sad. So, you know, I try to teach everybody and tell everybody, Captain, get yourself somebody like me to navigate for you and help you out. You know, don't do a job that you have no knowledge of doing. We all have skill sets. You don't drill on your own teeth. You don't try to stitch your own self up. Don't try to do all your finances on your own. You get a financial professional to help you out with insurance and finances and other military benefits out there that I can help out people. It's so important to do that, and I wish more people would. And, feel free to give me a call at any time. My name is Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. It's 813-966-1052. Hey, mention the Captain's show. You heard me on the show. I'll get you a book. It's awesome. Okay, Mission 1 Million. What it does is show you by saving money over time how you can get to $1 million as well as get thousands of dollars out of debt by doing just a few little things. I'm here to help. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052, Captain.
And you'll be on the air this afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Yes, sir. From 5 to 5:30, we're going to have a good guest talking about real estate, finances, and legal things, which is so important, again, Captain, because I can get you financially and insurance right, but if you're not legally right, you can lose everything. And if you don't do your taxes with April 15th, Monday, folks, taxes. So be down. So you got to do these things. It's so important, as you know, Captain, and you'll be on the air with me from 5:35 to 6 on 1380 The Biz here in Tampa Bay, Florida. And we'll have some fun talking about what's going on in our world with politics and here in the state and everything of that nature. And we'll obviously throw some sports in, too. So, yeah, please tune in from 5 to 6, 1380 The Biz. And
right.
On Sundays from 11 to 12.
All right. Oh, we're on 1380. Care, yep. All right. We got to run, and I'll see you later. All right. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. And on Mondays and Fridays, he becomes the sports quarterback. And I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch final segment of the week coming up. And we'll take a look at our waters out here for our beach and boating forecast for all the people that are out here looking to go out and do a little outdoor activity. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. And now it's time to take a look at the waterways out there for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Let's get to it. For all of you up there in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in South Dakota, parts of North Dakota, this one's for you. Come on down and enjoy the waters down here with a Freedom Boat from Freedom Boat Club. Because right now, Friday, going to be mostly sunny today. We'll have winds starting out about 7 to 9 miles an hour. This afternoon, they'll be about 10 to 15 miles per hour. We will have a PM sea breeze. Our seas will be 1 to 2 feet most of the day with a light chop. The Gulf and the Baywater temperature right now is 79 degrees. We had our low tide at 2:50 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 7:10. And this is the time of the year when you can really take advantage of the great weather down here compared to the miserable weather up there. So, with 168 locations to serve you all around the country, the Freedom Boat Club is the place to be if you don't want the hassle of owning a boat and having to take care of it and put it in a dock. And I can remember my dock fee. I had a 25.5-foot long aft-cabin cruiser, a Marathon, that we kept. Well, my wife and I, we had to pay the dock fee because we had to have a deep water dock because of the fact that the boat was bigger than some of the little rowboats that they had in the marina. And it was expensive. The insurance on the boat was expensive. Taking care of the boat was like every week, at least 2 days a week, doing nothing but scrubbing and cleaning and shining and whatnot to keep things going. But I will tell you that the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, with 168 locations right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, we have the largest franchise in the whole system. Over 300 boats available at 19 different locations. Now, you can come here from anywhere around the country and join the seasonal plan. If you're down in Florida, or let's say you're over in Texas, or you're in California for a month or two or three, you can join and become a seasonal member and enjoy all the different privileges there that you would get as a regular member. The only difference is once you leave, your seasonal pass goes with you, and guess what? So does your membership around the country. So you want to become a member of either the economy plan or the standard plan. Now, the economy plan is a five-day-a-week plan. It's basically Monday through Friday. Great for retirees and those who work on weekends or want to do something else on a weekend rather than hop on a boat and be out there with a million other boats, if you know what I mean. Now, with both cases, the standard plan, 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. With both plans, you get the first month of member dues free. You get a limited use for your plan, weekday or 7 days a week, as the plan dictates. And you get rolling reservations, four at a time, that you can carry with you. You also get reciprocity anywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system. That's 168 national locations, including two in Canada. Now, in this area in Tampa, if you join right now, here in my backyard, you'll save $1,000 off the membership of the one-time entry fee. You'll save $1,000 right now, period, here in Tampa Bay. But here's the better part. If you're active duty military, if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder currently active on the job, or you're a retiree, you're in the medical profession, doctor, nurse practitioner, the secretary in the doctor's office, you work as an orderly in a hospital, a nursing home, convalescent facility, whatever. If you're in the medical profession doing some sort of work, then guess what? You wind up with an additional $500 on top of the $1,000 or $1,500 off your one-time entry fee. That is significant. That brings the cost down dramatically. And guess what? Now you're in Lake Flynn. So, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. 855-FREEDOM. Or look them up on the web, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. freedomboatclubtampabay.com. It is definitely something that I recommend. I've had a lot of enjoyment over the years being a member. I've been a member since my wife and I lived down in Sarasota, and all we did was transfer our membership up here when the opportunity presented itself to the Tampa area. So there you go. Now, I will tell you that the weekend, and by the way, Sony is chiming in from Wisconsin. She's saying, yes, the weather is miserable here. I guess, Sony, you're up there and where the snow is, so you're in the middle of it there, and I don't know exactly where she's at in Wisconsin, but they're still getting snow up there in an area. But there's going to be a lot of discussion today. You're going to hear a lot of it about the WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. You're going to hear more about the spying and the fact that James Comey came out and made a ridiculous statement that he didn't think that electronic surveillance was spying. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That is spying. Anybody knows that. You tap somebody's telephone line, you're spying on them. Good Lord. These people, they think we're all stupid. And, of course, Chicago, of course, they've sued Jussie to get their money back. It's only about $130,000. So there you go. And, by the way, San Jose, California, shame on you. They're continuing to harass Chick-fil-A. Now they're flying rainbow flags next door to a new store, planning to open at the airport. They've got flags all around the location there, the rainbow flags. I mean, these people, they just don't get it. Leave well enough alone. Mind your own business. Because Chick-fil-A is a well-run organization. They've got great food. You could do a lot worse, and you won't have to worry about whether or not you've got people there knowing what they're doing, because Chick-fil-A is probably the best at what they do when it comes to preparing meals for chicken. And they got just a great sandwich. I mean, I love their sandwich. You go in there. Very, 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 very good. And everybody tries to copy them now because they are the leader in the industry when it comes to the Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Now, a final segment for the week on the weekday show, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks in the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too, right there. And all their blind shades and shutters are made on the in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And you can stop by the store and see Jill, say hi to the gang, wave at the red, white, and blue trucks. You're probably going to see Kevin out there in one of them when you see him driving around. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, on the weekend show, which many of you stations get, we'll be talking this weekend with Kyle Warren and Denise Simon and Ron Edwards. And we'll be doing a lot of talking about some of what you've heard this week. But invariably, today, we'll find out more about what's going on with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, because the U.S. is going to try to bring him back here, extradite him as soon as they can. If he fights extradition, it'll drag it on for a while longer. I don't know how much longer. But if he decides to roll over and tell the information that he knows, I'm telling you up. I do believe there's going to be some people on the left side of the aisle, some Democrats, some high-ranking Democrats, that are going to be in big, big trouble if he decides to roll over. It's all up to him. And boy, they better have 24-hour guard around him, make sure the food is right, everything, because they're going to try to get rid of him as soon as they can. All right, I will see you tonight on the weekend show. It's been a great week. For those of you that have to leave us, we'll see you Monday. Otherwise, we'll see the rest of you on the weekend show tonight, 2 a.m. in the morning. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay low.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.